Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe with RT.ie. There's still a slew of questions to be answered about the Chartered Accountant exam. Gerard Crowe. This argument that they put forward in their statement yesterday from the Chartered Accountants Ireland over the fiasco on Friday, they said this was an unprecedented situation. It's not, according to so many of our callers.
No, it wouldn't be an unprecedented situation at all, because we sat an exam last year, a tax examination for the Institute, and that exam was a disaster. We weren't able to complete the exam. Over 200 of us, I think, out of about 1,200 students sitting the exam. We were essentially, as the viewer said yesterday, or the callers, we were kicked out of the exam and had to resit it then a few weeks later, sit a different paper. That paper went well. I didn't have any troubles or technical issues with that particular paper. But yes, there is precedent there to say that, they've had technical issues before with exams, and I've had them with probably four or five out of the exams that I sat last year, including the repeats.
Yeah, okay. We have a long statement again from their opening line is, we'll not be putting forward a spokesperson to the programme. The programme's called Liveline, by the way. We are engaging with the impacted FAE students directly and through their student representative body. Have they a student union?
Yeah, that was kind of news to me. Yeah, they have a student union, I believe, but they wouldn't. It's not exactly like a traditional student union that you think of in terms of in my previous colleges in UL, where you'd be getting correspondence from a student union regards events, things like that, on a weekly basis minimum.
Who elects the officers of the student union?
I have no idea. I've never, like, there's always an election with student unions, and I've never been asked any of that or just put forward nominations, any of that kind of thing, regards the student union. Don't know who they are, haven't had any correspondence from
that's who
with,
they're dealing with, Chartered Accountants
in 2 years.
Ireland. And the interesting as well, that they say we've 28,500 very influential members, as you know, because it's a very highly skilled...
Oh, very influential. David Drummond, Sean Fitzpatrick, very influential.
Yeah, Willie McAdear, yeah. But anyway, that's not in it. But I apart from Dermot Hegarty yesterday, who's president of the Griffith College and both a chartered accountant and a lecturer, I haven't heard any chartered accountants speak up and say students who were treated so badly last Saturday should get a second chance or shouldn't suffer because of what happened. And as we explained, 15% of the 100% was riding on last Saturday, and that 15%, if you got 15 last Saturday, you'd need another 35 in the next exam to get through, but now you need 50 in the next exam, which is nothing to do with Saturday. Jackie, what happened to you briefly, Jackie? Just these are samples. Jackie, what happened at the exams?
Hi, Joe. I'm writing as a mother.
Okay.
For my daughter. She sat her exam on Saturday, and it wasn't without technical difficulties.
Yeah.
But she did manage to finish it and upload it at 1:45. The exam finished at 2.
Okay.
She received an email at 1:50 to say that the exam had been cancelled. And she was she couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
She was devastated, and she felt she'd done quite well, and that would take pressure off her when she did her final exams in August.
And when did she realise it was all for naught? Gone.
Just when she got that email, and she sent another email saying, well, I've uploaded my exam.
Yeah.
Why isn't it going to be marked?
Yeah, exactly.
And they just resent that message. And she's since found out that they said they can't take the exams that have been uploaded because they could have been some type of corruption due to technical difficulties.
Well, I forgot. Okay.
But I mean, she managed to do it.
Yeah, I know. And now it counts for naught. Okay, Jackie, thanks indeed. Gerard Crowe and all the other calls. Glenn Conlon was the BCO, Mark Dwyer and Sound, Neve Dunn was the researcher, Rebecca Meehan produced, and Ray Darcy's next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
1850 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.